I have a number of shorthand ways of speaking about what it means to be a Christian, for me, and I think more generally too. One of them simply goes like this. To be a Christian is to enter more and more deeply into a relationship with God as known in Jesus. Now, the first part of that, to enter more and more deeply into a relationship with God, would apply to basically the major enduring religions of the world. What makes that a Christian statement is the last part, as known decisively in Jesus. So that Christians are people who find the decisive revelation of God in this person. Another way I have of putting it is to say that Christians are people who speak Christian. Now, I need to explain that a bit. I think of the religions of the world as a little bit like being part of an ethnic group. French people are people who speak French, but it's not just about speaking French. There's a French ethos that goes with it. So if I were to become fluent in French, it would not really make me French because there's that whole ethos in a way. So in that respect, being Christian is a little bit like being French or Polish or Korean, pick your ethnic nationality group. Now, of course, it's about more than simply speaking Christian. You can speak Christian and not be Christian. But to a considerable extent, being Christian means using Christian language and Christian scriptures and so forth in order to talk about God and our relationship with God, and then, of course, following the path indicated by that language. One final shorthand way of putting it is that a Christian is somebody who lives out their life with God within the framework of the Christian tradition. A Muslim is somebody who lives out their life with God within the framework of Islam. And of course, you can begin substituting words appropriately yourself. A Jew is somebody who lives out their relationship with God within the framework of the Jewish tradition. Now, for me personally, and this is not about the superiority of Christianity at all, this is just why I am so deeply committed to the Christian journey. I think the Christian message, Christian gospel, speaks to the two deepest yearnings of most human beings. One of those yearnings is for a fuller connection to what is. I think most people would say the best moments in their lives have been those moments when they have felt most fully connected to what is right in front of their face. And I think that most people also yearn that the world be a better place. And I think these two yearnings are at the heart of the Christian message. The first is the yearning for God. The second is the yearning for a better world that is expressed in the second great commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. For me, being Christian provides a vehicle, a vessel, a community for living out those yearnings.